It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
You're listening to the DolphinsTalk.com podcast network.
Hello, Dolphin fans. Yes, that's right. We're back with yet another season of previews and reviews of your Miami Dolphins. Each week, we will discuss the upcoming game, analyzing the opponent, and then follow every game with a review show with all the highs and lows of the game. This season looks to be one of the most exciting seasons we have had in a good while, and we are really, truly excited to be there every step of the way. So please look for us and follow us wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Please feel free to leave comments after each show, as we truly appreciate any feedback. Now let's kick off this week's show.
And it's another Fin Fans podcast. Tonight I'm here with Louis Rigoni.
Hello, Dolphins. Hello, hello, hello. No Victory Monday. It's Victory Sunday night this week.
Yeah, it's Victory right? Sunday night.
Recording a little early. After a big win, we're just too excited to sleep on this, right, Mike?
Something like that. No, really. Seriously, it was a fun game. I mean, they started hot, and they really didn't cool off.
No, I mean, you know, talked about it on the podcast on Wednesday, you know, getting off to a fast start, being aggressive early on. And boy, they were aggressive on both sides of the football. The defense would seem to be blitzing quite a bit on the first couple series that the Commanders had. The offense came out bombs away. I mean, we came out of the gates with a 17-0 lead after the first quarter. At halftime, it was 31-7. I mean, the game was done. I mean, you know, as far as I was concerned, the game was done in the first quarter, and they basically solidified that thought in my mind with a 31-7 lead at halftime. And, you know, they kind of took a lot of starters out and just basically went at it, you know, at a nice pace in the second half. Nothing, you know, crazy over the top. And cruised to a 45-15 victory. It was awesome to see. It really was. They played a damn near perfect game again today. And that's what we've been lacking of late, even against lesser teams. So, you know, this is the type of domination that you want to see from the Dolphin football team and the roster that they have. And they went out and executed perfectly today, and the results were a 30-point win in an NFL game, which is really a nice effort, no matter who you're beating and no matter who you're playing.
Well, we had a 50-point win this year, so perspective.
Yeah, I know, right? You know, we can't, you know, we won't duplicate that.
Never.
Never, but I will tell you this, if they If they kept everybody in the second half and continued to try to score, they probably could have got to 70 points today as well.
It seemed like it, didn't it?
It sure did. Yeah, well.
Tua was on, and he threw the ball probably as well as we've seen him throw it for an entire game.
He seemed very calm, cool, and collected. And yeah. and this is what I'm talking about numbers, Mike, right? I mean, 18 to 24, right? So he completed 75% of his passes, right? But he only had 18 completions and only 24 attempts. And look at the, you know, look at the outcome, right?
And if you put Waddle's drop in there, you know, that's 19 to 24. And
oh, yeah. If you it, know. It, yeah, exactly. If it, if Waddle catches that football, he goes for over 300 yards.
Yep.
And, yeah, 19 to 24, exactly. So, you know, with all that being said, you know, Tua was outstanding today. He stepped up in the pocket. He did a good job of maneuvering around in the pocket and creating a little bit more
he
time.
He did. He made a few guys miss.
Yeah. Didn't have any of those, you know, silly throws today. I mean, I don't know if he threw a ball today that could have been picked. You know, the possible interceptions that are dropped, so on and so forth. Throws behind receivers. Nothing like that. I mean, he had an outstanding, outstanding football game. Can't say enough about him today. Achane and Mostert combined. I mean, wow, 116 yards. They were outstanding as well. Mostert, you know, constantly grinding it. You know, constantly grinding it of late. You know, nothing, you know, over the top extreme. No big chunk runs, but you know, just another really solid 4 yard average a game, a carry. And Achane just, I mean, when you watch him run the football, it's effortlessly. And he, it, I mean, he just looks like he's, you know, he's on another planet when he's running.
When you get those
defenders.
Two backs in the backfield.
Yeah.
And you get Waddle and Hill on the outside.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta wonder how the defenses are going to match up, you know.
Yeah, it's very, very difficult. And, you know, I feel, Mike, that, you know, if there are any negatives, and we'll get the negatives out of the way, you know, real early here. You know, they just get too cute sometimes, you know? I mean, sometimes it's just not necessary. I think if they do what they normally do in regard to having Achane come from the slot, and create out of that what most are, you know, behind Tua or next to Tua in the backfield, you can just run a million plays off of that. There's just times where they just get too doggone cute back there doing all kinds of nonsense, and it just creates bad situations for us. I mean, Mostert had one of his better runs of the day, and then they went right back to the well, and just wasn't executed well at all. You know, you had Craycraft, and you had you know, Ingold, who we talked about, you know, where he's grading out in regard to blocking and stuff. And, you know, he missed a big block, and Mozart had it, one of his losses on the day, you know, like a 3 or 4 yard loss on a carry. But, you know, past that and past the fact that I felt that Achane should have came out of the game after, you know, after the game was basically done and over with. You know, we talked a little bit on the phone as the game was going on, and I mentioned to you that, you know, who do you value more,
right?
You know, at this point, you know, in the season, I mean, Jeff Wilson and, you know, even our, you know, our fourth running back that was activated. What's his name, Mike?
Brooks.
Brooks was on the roster, I believe, and healthy today. But regardless, you know, get Jeff Wilson out there because, you know, you can ask any Dolphin fan out there and the same exact question and say, well, you know, who would you want to lose if you had to lose one of the two down the stretch here? And I don't think there's a Dolphin fan out there that would say, well, you know, I'd rather have Jeff Wilson on the field down the stretch than Achane. That's not, you know, that's not realistic. And I just didn't feel that him being in the football game with the conditions of that football field, you know, wet and cold and so on and so forth. And the fact that he's been injured twice already this season, you know, he had his feet wet when, you know, the game was still, you know, going back and forth a bit. And after that, he should have came out of the game. So, you know, I felt that, you know, there was no need to have him in the game late. Get him out of there. Rest him up. We're going to need him down this stretch without a question of a doubt. He makes a major difference in our offense. But other than that, Mike, you know, really no negatives. You know, really, when you looked at the coaching, you looked at the execution, You looked at the players and the games that they had on both sides of the football. You know, there is one more negative, you know, a couple more injuries. yeah. You know, we do have to throw that in. I forgot about that aspect of it.
Baker looked like it's going to be a season ender.
Yep, the Baker injury. And then, you know, Hunt and Armstead both went out of the game, you know, late. And, you know, let's just hope that that was just for precautionary reasons, that it wasn't something that they could have worked through and stayed in the football game. The positive to all that, Mike, is that late in the game, we were running the football very well with a lot of backups in the game. So yeah. These guys are getting, I'll tell you, we've got about 10 offensive linemen that have gotten an awful lot of playing time this year. So an awful lot. So there's really, in my opinion, Mike, there's really no excuse, you know, down the stretch for any of these guys, you know, not being in the mix of things, because a lot of them, you know, even guys like Cotton and some of those guys have gotten a lot of playing time up to this point in the season. And regardless of who they put out there, I know there's guys, obviously, that are better than others, but all of them have done a pretty decent job up to this point. And so, you know, going into Tennessee next week, you know, I think that if Armstead's not 110%, you rest him because you're going to need him against Dallas and that defense. And the same thing with Hunt. You know, you try and get by next week at home against Tennessee. And, you know, that's how you approach it. But other than that, a lot of positives out of this game. Tyreek Hill, I mean, he's just unbelievable, isn't he?
He's such a great athlete.
Just unbelievable. I mean, he just blows past guys, and it's, you know, he's going to, Mike, I'll tell you what, he's got, what, 5 games left in the season?
Yeah.
You know, and he's got to roughly average a little bit under 100 yards a game to get to that 2,000, because I think he's at 1,500 and something at this point, right?
Yep.
And with 5 games left.
If he stays healthy, he'll be there.
If he stays healthy, he will definitely be there. Absolutely. 93 catches. Is this including today? I don't even know if this is including today's numbers. I'm really not sure. I don't know if these numbers were included, but up to today, and possibly with today's numbers included, I just don't know what it is. But 93 receptions, 1,481 yards, and 12 touchdown receptions. I think that's going into today. I don't think that includes today. So, you know, throw on top of those numbers, you know, 5 receptions, 157 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Wow. That's crazy. Man, that's crazy. That is crazy. Waddle had a solid game as well, Mike. You know, catching a football minus the one drop.
When he doesn't have the butterfingers, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, he had that one drop where he was wide open in the middle of the field. Yeah, I mean, a lot of positives. Defensive side, Mike, you know, talk a little bit about some of those guys.
Hold on one second. Oh. Pro Football Reference shows him at 1324.
Yeah, that's not. Well, you know what? Maybe those were including today.
It says 11 games.
Well, this was week. So those numbers are up to date then, the numbers that we talked about. Okay, yep. Got it. All right.
I mean, if you're going to talk about the defense, you got to start with Van Ginkle.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you know, he's such a heads-up player.
It's
instinctual. He's just usually in the right spot, and you love that.
He knows how to play the game. He's always around the football. Today he was pressuring the quarterback. The interception was, you know, just absolutely outstanding. Listen, Mike, you know, you looked at this football game, and you were down Phillips.
Yeah, sure.
And you were down Holland, right? Two of your better defensive players, right? Sure. And then you lost Baker, another key guy on the defense. So you're down 3 really good starters, 2 for the full game, and then, you know, obviously Baker for probably half of the football game. And, you know, you have guys that are stepping in, like Duke Riley, who actually, you know, had some plays as
played
well.
Played pretty well.
Looked pretty damn good. Van Ginkle, who stepped in really well for Phillips. And you had Brandon Jones stepping in for Holland, and all of them did an exceptional job. No glaring weaknesses, no glaring mistakes on that side of the football. They just plugged along and looked as good as they have. I mean, this was a little bit better offense than what we have seen, you know, over the last month or so from some of these football teams, Mike. And I'll tell you what, you know, if it wasn't for Howell and a few of his nice runs, you know, with a lot of pressure all around them, you know, I don't know how many points this team would have scored. I mean, they wouldn't have scored many. I can tell you that much. They may have been shut out. I mean, he made some plays running the football, which helped them quite a bit, especially that touchdown run.
Yep.
You know, when you look at a guy that's been really, his numbers have been outstanding. He had 127 yards passing today, Mike.
12 completions.
12 completions, 127 yards passing in today's NFL is, you know, I mean, you understand my point.
Sure.
It's that simple. 127 yards in today's NFL is just ridiculous. I mean, it's a nothing number. You know, the receivers that they have, you know, they had a couple big plays here and there. Samuel had the 133-yard catch down the field. So they had a couple of plays, Mike. You know, Antonio Gibson caught a
32-yarder.
32-yarder out of the backfield. But, I mean, past those two plays and a couple of nice Howell runs, not an awful lot out of their offense. It was total domination on both sides of the football and just announced – just a great, great thing to see. It really was.
Robinson had 53 yards, but 29 yards came on one carry.
On one carry, exactly. Yep. I mean, you know, he had, you know, Gibson had 10 carries for 35 yards. So, yep. You know, they had 17 carries. Well, actually, Rodriguez had 7 carries as well. He was part of the 24 carries, and they roughly had, you know, a little bit over 100 yards rushing the football. I think they only averaged roughly about 3 and change a carry today on average. So, you know, again, another good job. I mean, if you were to tell me that Washington was going to have a total of 245 total yards offense today, I'd be outstanding. I would have told you outstanding. We went over 400 yards again. You know, not that that matters, you know, but just the same. You know, the scores, the points off of that 400 yards. I mean, we talked about some of the games, Mike, right? Where, well, we had 400 yards in total offense, so we didn't have a bad game, right?
Right.
Look at the score compared to a couple of weeks ago where we scored 20 points with the same amount of offensive yards, right? Today we had 45. Now, granted, the defense scored 7 of those, but even if you take that 7 away, you know, 38 points on 400 total yards offense.
As you said, the first thing is, you know, they were more aggressive offensively, especially early.
More aggressive, and they got into the end zone. And that's all that matters in a football game. You know, you want to bury this team early. You want to get your starters out. You know, you don't want to work in 4 quarters late into the game. And none of the other guys that rested, you know, including Mostert, you know, it was a nice rest for him in the second half. And, you know, going in the next week, you want to see the same type of dominance, you know, going into this stretch run. You know, it adds nothing but confidence to your football team. The fact that you went out and you just absolutely dominated instead of kind of like plugged along and got by in a football game, you know, which has kind of been, I wouldn't say they just got by in games, but they haven't looked overly sharp. And today they did on the offensive side. They were hitting on all cylinders. And
all right,
was great.
Don't get greedy there, buddy.
In regard to what? well, why not?
Coming in and blowing out Tennessee next week.
Listen.
It could happen. They're at home. It's Monday night. We'll see. But I wouldn't bank on it.
Yep.
All right, what we're going to do is we're going to take a step back for just a couple minutes, and we'll be right back.
I didn't even realize that game was Monday night. I really didn't. And I always get surprised over the fact that they don't switched games out. And I know it's difficult because fans obviously are planning accordingly.
Right.
And, you know, the TV crews have to be, you know, in a certain area. But, I mean, in today's NFL, with the amount of money that they have, Mike, in the near future, my guess is, you know, unless, of course, you know, there's something.
They don't want to pay for grass.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. It's crazy. But, you know, my thought is that, man, there's so many big games that you could put on Monday Night Football, you know, over like a Miami-Tennessee game. I mean, that's not going to attract a ton of people.
No, it's
I don't
not.
Think it's going to, you no. know. You know, there's many more games, but I guess that, you know, they do it in a way that, you know, you want to see your teams, you know, play at night. You know, fans want to go to games at night. There's a different sure. type of
atmosphere
altogether for Monday night football games or even Sunday night. You know, night games are just, there's just something about them that just, you know, just brings a lot more intensity. I guess people have a lot more time to get
jacked up for the game.
Sauced up. Sauced up. Yeah. Jacked up and sauced up. So, anyway.
Well, I mean, we've been to enough Monday night games, Lewis. I mean, you remember, right? I mean,
oh, they
you,
were.
You, from the minute you woke up that morning, you're looking forward to the ball game, you know?
Yep. And then, so, you know, the crowds were always just so jacked up on Monday yep. night. It was a special thing. I mean, you know, so you only get so many of those opportunities over the course of the season. And, you know, next Sunday will be a chill.
Over the course of a decade.
yeah, that's right. I mean, for us, you know, when your team becomes bad for a while, you might get one a year if you're lucky, right?
Not Monday, no.
A night, yeah.
You may get a Sunday or Sunday or Thursday, but you're right. not getting Monday.
Not Monday. And, you know, and rightfully so. I mean, you know, nobody wants to see, you know, Carolina play the Atlanta Falcons on a Monday night game. You know, they want to see, you know, right. star power out there. So anyway, you know, in regard to us, you know, we're in a great position right now. You know, at 9-3, we're sitting pretty. You know, Jacksonville obviously plays tomorrow. And the Chiefs are playing right now as we speak. And they are, at this point, losing their game 14-12 in the third quarter. So let's hope for good things there. But
that's anybody's game.
It's anybody's game. And we are right now the number one seed. But again, you know, it depends on what happens in this Kansas City game. And what happens in the Jacksonville game tomorrow. So we shall see what happens. But we're still in a great position. Got to just keep plugging along, Mike. Got to keep plugging along.
That's it. Just knock out the wins. That's all you got to do. It doesn't matter if you win by one or 50. Just knock out the wins, and you'll end up where you want to be.
That's correct-a-mungo. Correct-a-mungo. Now, as far as games that, you know, that were interesting – other than ours today, Pittsburgh losing. You know, they were a playoff bound team. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to them going forward, but they lost to Arizona. So we always like to see these AFC teams losing to NFC teams.
Sure.
The Jets lost again in our division. We love to see that. You know, they lost to Atlanta. That was a great thing.
Yeah.
Denver, who had won six in a row, lost to Houston. Houston's looking like they're going to be a playoff team.
And, nobody guessed that.
And my favorite game of the day, well, there is one more to talk about, Cleveland losing to the Rams.
Yeah.
That's another NFC team beating an AFC team. So a lot of these teams that are vying for playoff spots, Mike, you know, took losses today. And then you had wins by, you know, the Colts and by the Houston football team. So yep. they're kind of like, you know, getting more and more into this playoff picture as the season progresses. But getting back to my favorite game of the day was the Chargers beating New England 6-0.
I know, right?
6-0.
You talk about low-scoring NFL games.
That's one. I mean, New England, the ineptitude the ineptitude of their offense is just absolutely above and beyond at this point. The fact that, you know, and the Jets are no better. I mean, you know, you watched Flacco today, right, Mike? And he came in and he kept Cleveland in that football game, Mike. He kept Cleveland in that football game for a while. He threw a late interception in the fourth quarter that turned that game around, and they wound up losing by a couple touchdowns. But he kept them in the game. And, you know, my thought all along this season was the fact that, by the way, as I'm talking here, Green Bay just scored again. So they're now up 21-12, which yes, we like. We are liking this, Mike. We are loving this, as a matter of fact. So, you know, if the Jets had gone out and gotten a quarterback that could have at least managed their offense to some degree, they'd be in really good shape right now, you know, with Aaron Rodgers possibly coming back in a couple of weeks. You know, I think Pickett, the Pittsburgh quarterback, is going to be out for 2 to 4 weeks, so that's going to change them, you know, in regard to, you know, how they go down the stretch over the last month. So, you know, the Dolphins, you know, are sitting pretty damn pretty right now. Pretty damn pretty. How about that?
Lewis, their next three games are at home.
Yeah.
You've got the Titans, Jets, and Cowboys.
Yep, and four out of our last five are at home.
And then you go to Baltimore, and then you come home for Buffalo.
Yeah. So four out of the last five at home. Yep. And, man, oh, man, we can get a big, big win total on the board this year. Wow. I mean, just got to keep plugging away and stay healthy. And if we do, you know, this team has a lot of potential, you know. I mean, Mike, you get a bye week, that first week of the playoffs, you need one win, and you're in the championship game. One win. One win. That's it. One win. One win. And it's
But only the number one seed gets that.
Oh, okay. So the first two don't?
No.
Okay.
They used to. They used to, but not anymore.
Gotcha. Because of the seventh team being in there. That makes sense, right? You got six teams playing that day. You still want a high seed regardless.
Because that can give you a home game in the second round if you win in the first round.
Exactly. And you're going to play pretty much the higher seed you get, the lower seed you're going to play. And some of the teams that are going to make these playoffs here, you know, you would kind of want to play against more so than others. That's a certainty.
Sure.
So we're sitting pretty good, pretty happy. I mean, it was a fun game, fun to watch. You know, that little display they had in the end zone.
That was funny.
That roller coaster.
Oh, yeah, I usually don't like that stuff, but that was funny.
That was really, really funny. I mean, they come up with some new ones every doggone week, and they're a fun team. They really are.
Yeah.
You know, Hard Knocks is going to be a lot of fun this week, you know, because they had a lot of, you know, a lot of smiling faces on the sideline, nothing to be sour about, you know.
Well, other than Baker, you know.
Other than the Baker situation, absolutely. So, you know, with all that being said, you know, just a fun win. You know, our kicker has got his stuff together now.
How do you like that?
We don't have to listen to anybody, you know, give us crap about our boy Sanders, because Sanders is doing a hell of a job of late. You know, he's kicking 40, 50 yarders through.
I mean, he missed a 50-yarder. People wanted to cut his legs off, you know. It just...
Yeah.
You got to understand, it's not the easiest thing in the world. Some kickers are just going to miss.
I see guys constantly, Mike, over and over again, missing extra points in games. I mean, it happens. This guy's done a really, really good job kicking. You know, he's bounced back really, really well this season as far as
you know, this is pressure time now going forward, really. So we'll see how he does. But I'm impressed with this season. I think he's had an excellent year.
Absolutely. You know, Mike, you look at our team as a whole, and, you know, after this week, obviously with the numbers that were put up on both sides of the football, you know, we have the number one offense in the NFL, and I don't think anything's going to change, you know, going into next week. And our defense is going to be damn near in the top five after this week.
Is San Francisco not number one?
In offense? No. Yeah. Overall, we're number one right now. I mean, okay. San Francisco's up there, but as far as what I'm looking at, we're still ranked number one. We're second. Okay. We're second rushing, and we're second passing, you know, in regard to – but overall, they have us first. So, I don't know. I don't know how that works.
We shall see.
We shall see. And like I said, the defense, you know, I believe after this week will be in the top five. You know,
they're moving up.
They just keep climbing and climbing and climbing. And they keep throwing efforts out like this. And, you know, they're going to be in great shape.
Yeah, I mean, they gave up 245 yards. That's a winning performance.
Yeah, that's gonna move them up quite a bit.
Yep.
You know, in the rankings there. And, you know, again, you know, the point totals are, you know, the main concern. You know, obviously, you know, it's a podcast. We have to talk about numbers. They're part of the game and everything. But the score is the biggest number, you know.
Of course.
And you know, when you win by 30 points, as I said, in today's NFL, it's not an easy thing to do. And you know, teams show that week in and week out. I mean, look at, you know, the game that I'm keeping an eye on right now. You know, Green Bay's up on Kansas City by 9 points with the damn near the third quarter removed. So, right. You know, it just goes to show you that, you know, every week, different scenario, different ball game, different team, different scenarios. And you know, they're doing a really good job of, you know, keeping their head straight and working towards where they need to be down the stretch here. It's nice to see. Win in December, Mike.
Yes, that's the thing right there. You know?
Yeah, it's a win in December.
Yep.
Gotta love it.
So, all right, Lewis, we'll be back later in the week to talk about the Titans.
Yeah, the Titans, absolutely. Derrick Henry went out with a concussion in that game, so we'll see how that develops as well.
Well, he's got a pretty hard head.
Yeah. Yeah, big he's guy. A big, strong guy that I'd much not rather see next week.
Right? No kidding.
You know, to be honest with you.
No kidding.
You know, let him sit out a week, get his head straight with the concussion. Come on back 2 weeks from
now. Yeah.
But
he's a load to bring down.
He's a load. We can't afford any more injuries either.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, he's a physical guy. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. You know what? I'm looking forward to next week's game.
I'm looking forward to every single one of them down the stretch here, Mike. Every one of them.
Well, you know? I take them one at a time.
Yeah, really jacked up over the course, you know, over the course of the December month here and the games that we're looking at. That Dallas game is really, really. I mean, wow! I can't wait to see how we match up against.
That's going to be a very interesting game.
Very interesting game. I mean, you know, similar type. Offenses, you know, similar type defenses. I mean, that is going to be a very, very telling football game. You know, the fact that we're home gives us a little bit of an advantage there, but, you know, how we match up and how we play against them is going to be very telling, you know, for us down the stretch.
Well, there's going to be a few games that are telling. You know, the last game against Buffalo is going to be telling.
Yeah. You know, The games prior to that, though, you know, the Dallas and the Baltimore games, you know, I feel, you know, once we get to that point, Mike, you know, the Buffalo game, I mean, it's a home game and we're going to kind of have a general idea of what we are, you know, at that point for sure. Yeah. You know, it's 16 weeks in the books and, you know, that's what I'm getting at. You know, you don't want to go into that Dallas game and have a showing like you had against, you know, the Philadelphia Eagles, you know, or the Bills the first time we played them. You know, you want to go out there and you want to beat them. You know, and if you don't beat them, you want to, you know, lose only because they just outplayed you to the extreme. You know, you played great, but they played even greater.
Right.
You know, and the same thing goes in that Baltimore Raven game. So, you know, what I meant by, you know, that Dallas game being telling, you know, it's at a different point in the season now from where they were when they played Buffalo.
Yeah.
They're a much healthier team now from when they played Buffalo, and hopefully they stay that way.
Well, we got to see what happened today.
Yeah, exactly. We don't know what's going to take place after today.
With Armstead and, you know,
Yeah. I don't think they were significant, Mike.
I didn't get that impression either.
There was an ankle on Armstead, and I don't know what they said about Hunt. I think it was a hamstring again.
It was a hamstring again, yes.
It was the hamstring. So I don't think they're significant. I mean, after last week, Mike, they had said that Armstead was going to miss multiple weeks, and he was back this week. So who knows, you know?
Yeah, that's just that. We don't know. We'll see.
All right.
All right, so this was a fun podcast to do simply because we are ecstatic with the result.
Yep.
And like I said, we'll be back later in the week to talk about the Titans. Until then, fins up, everybody.
Fins up, Dolphins.
All right, Fin fans, that's today's show. I want to thank the DolphinsTalk.com podcast network and the Sports Social podcast network. Check out these sites, guys. They've got articles and podcasts, which I think you'll enjoy. All right. Until next week, be well and take care.
Network.